And dear listeners, if your tank is getting below half full already this week, what to do? A number of websites now let you find the best gas prices in your area without all the driving around.
GasBuddy.com is one of those sites. I asked its co-founder, Jason Taves, what you'll find there.
Well, our website is basically a way for people to share tips on where the cheapest gas is. It's just ordinary motorists log onto the website and report prices to us. And then they're available for people to search on and to find the cheapest gas around.
And who are these people, these spotters?
Well, you know, they're just ordinary people. And we have a network of just about 900,000 registered members. Of course, registration is optional on the website. And some, there's some station owners, but most, for the most part, it's just ordinary consumers.
So people are just driving around and they say, oh, I have gas for $3.09. I'm going to log on to GasBuddy and tell everyone?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, people just log on to the website. They make a note of the prices that they spot on their daily commute and log on to the website to report them. And the idea is that if we get enough spotters, that we'll have pretty much every station listed on the website, since at least somebody is driving by each gas station each day.
How do you know that this data is accurate?
Well, you know, we do a number of things to ensure the accuracy of the data. With our vast network of spotters, we get a lot of the same people logging onto the website every day to report prices. So we get to know who they are, get to know that they post reliable information, and we'll actually ban people if they're found to be posting inaccurate information. So we take into account who posted the price, where the station is, and how it compares to the competition in the area.
Where is the cheapest gallon of gas in America?
The cheapest gas on average is in Wyoming right now, and the state average is $2.56.5, and the most expensive is in Hawaii at $3.47.2. In mainland U.S., the most expensive is in California at $3.14.6.
Like where I am right now, for example?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, in general, is it better to go with a big company or one of those cheapies?
You know, it depends. Some areas have big wholesale clubs that use gas as a loss leader, or they try to sell it as cheaply as possible. To try to drive people into the stores where they buy things like groceries or clothes. But often smaller regional or even mom-and-pop gas stations have some of the cheaper prices around because they don't have brand recognition, and they try to compete on price to try to drive people into the stores where they may buy candy or a drink, lottery tickets, alcohol, or use their car wash, where they have a lot higher profit margin on it.
Jason Taves runs GasBuddy.com. Thank you.
Thank you.